with the tea. It's me, Lady OC, and we're healing the mind, body, and spirit. This is my open diary. I'm sharing my experiences with you while I embark on this healing journey. I'm clearing out the clutter. I'm settling myself emotionally, and I'm healing my body. I'm here because I need to be. I'm here because I want to be. The gift of speech and the gift of text flows through me. I want you to hear me, to feel me. So let's get into this healing, because it's not just a journey. It's your lifestyle. Gratitude.
Lady LC's here, and you're tuned in to Honey Love with the Tea, my podcast on healing the mind, body, and spirit. And I want to let you guys in on something. I want to let you in on something that is pivotal, that is life-changing, that is something that is within your control. And do you know what that is? No, you don't, because I haven't said it, but let me go ahead and say it. You have the ability to control your emotions, meaning you have the ability to control how you respond to things. And a lot of times you have the ability to control how you feel about things or how you act out that emotion. So vibrations are real. It's a work in progress, especially when you are intentionally focused on raising your own vibration. Now, what am I talking about when I say raising your vibration? So there's low vibrating frequencies that us as humans vibrate on anyway. We're not the highest frequency. The way that we talk, the way that we can talk, period, is a low vibrating trait that we use words. Now, when I'm talking about just your daily, day-to-day, you know, how you're feeling, things that you're receiving, things that you're giving off, energy that you're setting yourself up for. So basically, say for instance, I'm always attracting negative people, negative relationships. I'm always having experiences that I can't see the positive from. I'm having issues with the same things over and over again in my life. That could be due to karma. That could be due to past life choices. That could be due to past life contracts. That could be due to, just basically what I said. Or it could just be due to you not allowing yourself to vibe on a higher frequency. You not allowing yourself to be a certain way so that you can attract certain things and people. You holding on to old energy and past hurts, disturbances, and memories that's not allowing you to grow and move away from those blockages, things that are holding you down. Okay? So I was driving to the store one day, and I'm driving. Before I got in the car, though, there was a thought in my head that said tire, and I'm like, that's weird. My tires look fine. I didn't even think about it. Left. This is how intuitive I am. So I'm driving, and I hear, and my car has all these sensors. It's like telling me stuff, has the tire lights, it's reading on the dash. But before that, I hear, so I made a right turn to go try to pull over. I'm in regular city traffic. And then my sensor comes on and says, tire pressure low. I pulled to the side. I said, damn it, I got a flat tire. I just got back from a 3-hour road trip, 3 hours each way. So I can see how that's possible. There was a lot of bumps and high points and gashes and roads that we didn't miss. So it makes sense. We just got back 2-3 days ago, and I haven't drove the car since 2-3 days ago, since it was parked. So I immediately call AAA, the roadside. So I'm waiting or whatever. And I think about my reaction to things. You know, I'm telling my kid's father, okay, I'm on the side of the road. Luckily, the kids aren't in the car. Tire flat. He asked me all these questions, trying to fix it, figure out what he could do. And I'm like, it's okay, I'm on the side of the road. I was just on the way to the store. He's asking me if I'm going to be comfortable going to the store in the spare. And yeah, I'll be fine. It's right. It's not far. You know, he's doing what he does. And I appreciate it. And I say, oh, no, it's okay. I'll be good. I said, there's nothing you could do. Just stay with the kids. And so then it's like, I'm thinking about my reaction to the situation. And I've had flat tires before. I've had things where I've had to call AAA before. I've had things where something was wrong with the car, whether it was a battery or catalytic converter, not this car, but just in the past. And I've always had an attitude about it. Like, goddamn, like, why this gotta happen right now? And just irritated with being inconvenienced and thinking about the money and thinking about later parts that haven't even occurred, about fixing things and, you know, just having an attitude when the driver pulls up to help you from the tow truck. And I think about my reaction now. I laughed and I said, ain't that about a bitch? I said, I'm still gonna go to the store. I'm thinking about my grocery list because I want something specific. And I'm thinking about just recent events that have occurred. Like I had, recently before that, I had a good follow-up appointment with my doctor in terms of my health, of what I'm healing within myself from a mind, body, and spirit level, a spirit level, okay? I got good news. My vibrations there were high, meaning I didn't respond negatively. I didn't expect the doctor to tell me things that I know he can't tell me. I didn't have an attitude. I didn't ask a bunch of questions to things I already know, hoping to get some different answers. You know, that sabotage type personality. I didn't have that. And I used to. Toxic ways. This is how the healing creeps up on you. You know, I'm laughing at the fact that I'm a woman on the side of the road, but I don't have my kids with me, so I'm good. I'm grown. You know, I don't need to be a damsel in distress at this moment. I have AAA. I can sit and chill in the car. I'm okay, you know? It's not dark. It's daytime, and I'm in a familiar area. I'm very close to my house. So, you know, I'm just really reflecting in that moment, like, wow, like, I'm really laughing about having a flat tire on the side of the road. I really just told my kid's father that he don't have to worry about rushing to come get me. Like, I'm not freaking out, having a whole emotional attack, acting like I can't handle myself with him, you know. Also, you know, I told my friend about it. I'm laughing, you know, I'm good. And that's what I'm talking about with intentionally raising your vibration. You're not holding on to the negative things anymore. You're not letting the events in your life dictate how you act. That is so important. You should be able to respond accordingly and not react in a irrational, emotional way. I didn't even ask for the call number from the AAA dispatch. I knew they texted it to me, but, you know, I'm always extra. Is there a number for this car? Is there a call? Is there a confirmation number for this car? I just don't have it in me, and I am seeing it, and I appreciate my own growth. I appreciate my own expansion of just being able to recognize the energy that I am cultivating. The energy that I am releasing, that nervous, chip on shoulder, bossy, you know, always expecting the worst, worrying, thinking too far ahead. I am conquering all of those things. And all of those things that I mentioned is low vibrational behavior, low vibrational energy. I'm safe. That's a positive thing. I have a flat tire, but I also have Premier Roadside Service, to where if I need assistance, I can call. That's recognizing the blessing. That's recognizing that I'm fortunate. My children are not in the backseat, so I don't have hungry, thirsty, having to wait little people in the backseat, making this a little bit more harder. They are where they need to be and where they were supposed to be at this moment. I didn't leave from home straight from work, hop in a car, and get a flat tire. I actually kind of unwinded at home with some yoga and sitting outside right after work to unwind, to remove that energy that needs to stay with the 9-to-5. Then I decided, well, I had planned it earlier, that I was going to leave and go to the store. So there's things that I can reflect on and be appreciative of being the person that I am, regardless of how small these things may seem, that's helping me through this moment of being on the side of the road. It's very important to not have such a pessimistic mindset, such a worryful mind, such a negative vibe. You have the ability to control that. You don't have to let life run you. You need to be able to flow with life. You need to be able to stay in the middle with certain things. You need to be able to respond versus react. Respond, you have taken a conscious moment, quick, however long you need, in order to be able to not overreact. So you've had a chance to actually absorb the material, the information, whatever is happening in front of you, around you, toward you, and you are able to actually take that and change that within you so that you're not responding or, like I said, reacting from a negative emotion. So responding and reacting is two different things. And I think in terms of just healing your mind, healing your emotions, healing your spirit, you have to be able to know where you are and then be able to see where you want to go, who you want to be. See, for me, I know I am overly emotional. I still have that tendency. It's never going to leave me. But the thing about it is, it's about control. It's about managing. It's about responding versus reacting. It's about not worrying. It's about not thinking too far into the future. It's about not holding on to the past. It's about letting go. It's about forgiveness of self and of others. It's about doing that shadow work that I need to do and continue to do as often as I need to do it, so that I'm not bringing past situations into current interactions. So today I'm just proud, I'm proud to share my experience with raising my own vibration, with co-creating with the universe, with my ancestors, with my higher self, on me getting to my destiny and me healing my mind, healing my body, healing my spirit. And it's not just one way. We got to do it all. It's the Trinity, the mind, the body, and the spirit. We have to do it all. Because if I'm eating low vibrating foods and I'm expecting to have high vibration, that's counterproductive. If I'm hanging around with low vibrating people that no longer serve me and still doing the things that we used to do, and I want to be healed, I want to have different opportunities seek me, I want to be in alignment with different things, that type of behavior is out of alignment. In order to heal my mind, I have to realize that I am not my mind, and those thoughts are not mine. Those thoughts are no longer serving. Those thoughts that keep me in a place of the past is not what's going to get me to have gratitude for the present, and is not going to get me to create my future. Letting go is very hard for people. And sometimes we don't realize that we've been holding on to something, which can also cause us detriment when we're not consciously aware of ourselves, when we're not aware of ourselves. when we're not making conscious choices to change that. When we continue to say, oh, that's just how I am and that's just how things are. You don't know what you're saying. Do you know words or spells? You want to keep putting that spell and casting that spell on yourself, putting that out into the universe? You might not see it today. You might not see it tomorrow, but you'll see it if you keep speaking and thinking like that. And then you wonder when that manifestation that you just spoke out of your mouth does come to surface, where it came from and why me? You did it. You did it. So if you have the ability to cast negative energy and attract a low vibrational things toward you, you also have the ability to attract high vibrating things and people toward you, and also have high vibrating experiences for your life. You can reverse it. You can change it. You have the ability. You have the ability, you have the power. But what it takes is realizing you have the power. What it takes is realizing the things and people that no longer serve you. What it takes is celebrating those small moments that are actually monumental for your spiritual health. I take credit for my own work. When people see me and say, you're looking different, you're smiling different, your skin looking different, your hair looking good. When they say, thank you, you're beautiful, you look cute, you always have good, cute accessories. You're so positive. It's no more, oh, I try. Oh, no, you have it too. And they might. It's more like, thank you. I appreciate it. Or sometimes it's even like, yes, I know. And I gotta watch that in terms of what I'm responding to, because that's ego. But what this started off as, this episode, we opened it up talking about you have the ability to change your vibration. You have the ability to control your emotions. You have the ability to respond versus react. Whatever energy you're attracting, you have the ability to not attract that energy anymore. Stop vibrating on the same level. Stop doing the same things as those people. Stop calling on love when you ain't loved yourself. Stop calling on good friends when you ain't been a good friend yourself. Because all you're doing is going to attract what you already are. You're still vibrating there. So start doing higher frequency things. Start having gratitude. Start having high vibrational emotion. Meaning start having gratitude each day when you wake up. Say thank you each day when you wake up. Pray. Do yoga. Read positive books. Watch what you listen to. Watch what you watch. Pay attention to what you watch on TV. Stop hanging around that same person that always has negative experiences happening in their life. Stop always picking up the phone. Granted, you want your friends and family to be in good health, to be safe, but just know what you're dealing with. Stop having, when you get to a certain point of your healing, survivor's remorse. Everybody's not going to get to where you are at the same time that you've gotten there. And some people aren't going to wake up in this lifetime at all. We have opportunities for awakening, and some of us miss it. Some of us go through the most horrid things in life as part of an awakening or as part of spirit pushing us towards growth, and we still miss it. I've missed it a few times, and I feel blessed that spirit has granted me several opportunities to make a change for my life. And now that I'm making intentional changes for my life, I am going to be absolutely grateful and be excited and be celebratory, because I am actually doing what I need to do to grow, to change, to expand, to change, you know, my kids' future, and so that they can learn from me and change their kids' future and their kids and their kids and their kids. it's not just about me. This work that I do intentionally with self is not easy, and it's been a long road, and I still have a long way to go because it's a journey, it's a lifestyle. But you do make progress within that journey, and you do have successes within that journey. Think about your experiences and what you're attracting and how you've been acting for months, years. Think about the people that act just like you, that you like to be around all the time. Think about the things that you do that are in direct contradiction of where you want to be. And change it. Gratitude, I appreciate you for tuning in to this episode of Honey Love with the Tea. You have the ability to raise your vibration.